I want to tell you that, you know, my English is terrible. Okay? So, when you know that, it is easy for me to speak to you. Okay, that was one of the greatest fear I had in my life. When I was really, really young, I had this opportunity to meet, beautiful and nice girls. But unfortunately, they speak in English, so I didn't want to go to them and talk to them because I was so afraid. Okay, so, I'm from Sri Lanka, and I don't know, some of you might know, might don't know where Sri Lanka is. It's just underneath India. It's a small island. And then I am married, and I have one wife. That's more than enough, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know it is really difficult when we lose our loved ones. But I want to tell you that we are not hopeless. I think the hope is the word we really need today. Hope. He was saying that one prophetic word can change your life. I think hope is that word. We are not hopeless. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I would like to share my life story with you. Because I was hopeless once. Like, you know, I was not a Christian always. I was a Buddhist. You know, from where I come, we have over 70% Buddhist in my country. My story is like, I was really, really poor. And, you know, in sometimes I didn't have to eat in my house. It is because my father is addicted to alcohol so much. It's not just one beer or two, you know. He will easily drink a bottle and half of arak. You know, we have local thing back home, so he drinks every day, every morning, every night. So then when he comes back home, he beat my mom. We didn't have money at my home. We have very small shelter. And then later on, we lost that as well. And then, you know, we had to stay in a small tent made out of wood. So, you know, there was a time we were really, literally homeless with two of my sisters, my mom and my dad. So I was hopeless. And then, you know, we tried everything we knew that could stop my dad's addict. So we tried the things in Buddhism, you know, all this meditation and different stuff. It didn't work. And then we tried all the cult and occult things. We do have those kind of things back home. People believe that can change your life, but it didn't work for us, you know. And then the hopelessness is going up every day. And I wanted to kill my dad because it is so terrible. I was like about 17, 18 years old, and I really wanted to kill my dad. I was thinking, how to do this? You know, because if I get caught, you know, I can't help my mom and my two sisters. You know, I'm the only son, so I have to take care of my family. And then I was going through, a really, really tough time. No one is there to help us. And then we tried all the, you know, scientific stuff like psychology and, you know, counseling stuff. And then, we tried so many doctors. It didn't work. You know, it was in 2002. We tried everything. We were fed up. We were homeless. We were hopeless. Everything. And then one of my relatives came and asked my mom, okay, you tried everything. Why don't you try Jesus? Come on. You know, it's not our religion. We don't like Christianity. You know, we didn't really like it. You know, it's a shame if you accept Jesus Christ. You know, in my, you know, culture, in my surrounding. So, but we didn't have any other choice. So my mom and two sisters went to a church, and they were just outside because the church was very small, but it was crowded. And there was this pastor looking at my mom, and he was saying, that lady out there has tried everything, and now she's here to try Jesus, to change her husband. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? Huh? You know, it was a really, really powerful word. He knew everything. I mean, we never met him. It's totally outside of our area. But, you know, it's a powerful word of knowledge. Amen. And then my mom and we thought, okay, this is going to work. This is the first time, you know, we heard something like this. It seems like it is working. And then, you know what? The solution which he gave us is, okay, what you want to do is now, is you go and pray. Come on. We were expecting something powerful with fire, you know. He comes to our home and, you know, put his hand on my father and, you know, something will happen. Oh, he will ask us to do something strange, you know. You go there and bring that flower and bring this, you know, thing and that thing. And, you know, you need to spend a lot of money and then I'll do this thing. So, you know, that's our expectation. That's how other people do things. I was, you know, my mom was excited because she experienced that thing, but I wasn't there. I was thinking, ah, wow, you know, pray, you know, for how long, and can a small prayer change my dad? You know, I was seeing him for 20 years. He didn't change. We tried everything. A prayer? Is that really practical? Seriously, you know, a simple prayer. You just, you know, my mom was explaining to me, this is how you pray. You know, this is how you do it, because it is real, really new to us. I didn't believe. Well, my mom believed that. You know, it is totally something different to me, so I didn't believe in that. So I said, if you believe, please go ahead and do that, because I was hopeless. And then, you know, it went on. At this point, I would like to remember a story in the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 5. There's a nice story about Naaman. I wonder whether you heard about him. He's a commander. He had this sickness called leprosy. Okay. So Naaman's story. You know, you can see that in your Bible when you go home, or, you know. And then Naaman, you know, face the same situation. He heard that, you know, there's a powerful man of God in this country, so you go to him and then he can heal you. Because leprosy, you know, in those days, you know, it cannot be healed. You know, you can't heal leprosy. But he heard that this man, Elisha, can heal that. So what happened? Naaman went to meet Elisha. But he didn't even came to meet him. He was expecting, you know, a grand welcome. But Elisha didn't even come to him. He just sent a messenger and asked him to go and wash yourself. Come on. You know, it's a humiliation. I mean, it's a very simple thing. But when someone asks you to go and wash yourself, it's not a nice thing to ask, isn't it? Is it practical? I mean, he's a commander, he has, you know, he might have a nice bathroom in his house, you know. So, he washed every day himself. But today this guy is asking, go to Jordan and wash yourself. Come on, you know the story. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. He was expecting something big, you know. Elisha might come and do a big thing. Is this really practical to wash myself in Jordan? Because we have much better rivers in my country, he says, Upper Parpar and another river, you know, we have this such a good rivers in my country. So he didn't like it. So because for him, it is not practical. It is so simple. You expect big things, different things, weird things, and expensive things. And then I would like you to read another a wonderful story in the Bible, which is in John chapter 21. That is also a very famous story. Peter is going back to fishing. And then all the others says that, okay, we would like to follow you. And then verse 3, you see that chapter 21, verse 3, you see all of them going together to fish. And you know about these guys. They are experts. They are fishermen. That is what they've been doing during his lifetime. They know the sea, they know the boat, they know how to do things, they know different fishes. So they are experts. I know they were not in the job for like few years. Yeah, but they were experts. You know when you know things, it is not easy to accept simple things in your life. Okay, so you went to sea and you tried fishing for one whole night. It didn't work. Come on. Do you really believe that? Peter and the team, they were experts and they couldn't catch even one single fish. They were hopeless. They were hopeless. And then there's a man, this old man, and coming and asking them to, did you try that? Yes, it didn't work. Okay. Try and put your net in the right side of the boat. Come on. If it is you, what will be your answer? You are an expert and you tried whole night, and this one person comes to you and asking you to do a very simple and not practical thing. Will you do that? And come on, you know, we know that's Jesus, but he's a carpenter. He doesn't know about fishing. Peter knows about fishing. So even if you know that's Jesus, you know, you'll say that, come on, you are a carpenter. I'm a fisher. I know how to fish. Don't come and teach me how to fish. Come on. But that was so simple. That was so simple. The amazing thing is, Peter tried that. Peter didn't go against him, and Peter didn't ask his qualification. Come on, tell me, how do you know that? I'm a fisherman. You are not. How do you know that? If I put my net in the right side, come on, that's so easy. You just try and do that. You know, it doesn't cost you anything, but you don't do that. You want to know, how do you know that? Tell me, explain me. How is that going to happen? So that's what we do normally. So that's what I did. When that pastor asked my mom to pray, I was asking, how come that happened? Just a simple prayer can change my dad's life. He was like that for 20 years. That's what I know, but you know, he was like that forever. So you know, believe me, he had two court cases by beating policemen. No one can stop him, even if it's police, he don't care. So can God change him with a simple prayer? I didn't want to believe that. I think many of us today, when we face different situations in our lives, we know the situation better than anyone else. And so, when someone asks you to do a simple thing, which is written here, we don't want to do that. We are asking him to explain me. Explain me, tell me, is this practical? How can that happen? But Peter did that, and here he's seen that miracle happen. The boat was full, I mean the net was full, and it was so difficult for them to carry that out from the sea. Amen. 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 That was not practical, but that happened because everything is possible with God. Amen. Everything is possible with him. I know if I did that, you know, by just thinking, it won't happen. But when God says that, a simple thing for you to do, it is going to happen, my friend. It is definitely going to happen. And then, you know, when you go back to Naaman's story, you know, his assistants asked him, okay, it is just a simple thing. It doesn't cost you anything. Why don't you just try? It won't cost you anything. He tried first time. Come on, it didn't work. You know, yeah. He asked you 7 times. Just try it. It won't cost you anything. Just 7 times. He tried 7 times. It wasn't happening in the 6th time. Not even a bit. you are expecting, okay, maybe first time, a very little might can, appear. Something is changing. No, it didn't. Not in the second time, not in the sixth time. It happened on the seventh time. The obedience. To do a very, very simple thing. We are looking for big things, complicated things, difficult things. But there is a simple thing in front of you. You don't want to do that. It is so simple, it is not practical. And when it comes to my life, my mom started to pray. She didn't know how it's going to happen. She didn't know about much about Jesus. She was praying for 6 months. Not just one time, not just six times. 6 months. Wow. She didn't know when it's going to happen. And one day, believe me, this is real. This is real. This is not a made up story. Okay. I hope Ryan will visit Sri Lanka soon. And then you can go to my house and, check. You can definitely do that. And then you know what happened. He was waiting until, the bus are opening at 9 a.m. in Sri Lanka. It was a Saturday. And he was waiting until it happened to go to the bar. And then this stranger came to my house. I wasn't there. My mom was there. And then he was okay with having different books in my house. So there was a Bible in my house. He was okay. But he didn't know that my mom and my two sisters are going to church. If you know that, he will definitely, beat my mom very badly. He might have killed my mom. So he didn't know, but he was okay having a Bible in the house. He was just checking the Bible. And then this stranger came to my house asking a donation for his orphanage. And then my dad was looking at the Bible. He was asking, do you know about Bible? Are you a Christian? My dad says, no. Can I tell you about Jesus? My mom thought he's going to be beaten up very badly. Come on, that's what happened with my dad. But believe me, he said, yes, go on. He was waiting, eagerly waiting until 9 a.m. And this guy comes and, teach him about the Bible. Amen. And, he was teaching him about Jesus, and he asked him, I really like the... Someone read the Bible, Psalms 23. That was the verse he was teaching to my dad. Amen to that. And then he said to my mom, from tomorrow, we are going to this church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe me, the church was Kandy Assemblies of God Church. Yeah, that is one of the biggest church in Kandy. Okay. This happened in 2002. This happened in 2002. Now my dad is the assistant pastor of that church. Wow. Hallelujah. I wanted to kill my dad. Now I love him the most in this world. Hallelujah. And he and myself, we were in the Bible college together as friends. Wow. Amazing. It's just 15 years now. It's totally changed. Upside down. It's just a simple prayer could do that. Don't ask me how, because I don't know. Come on. Maybe it's one time prayer. Maybe it's six time. Maybe it's seven time. Maybe it's 6 months. I don't know. But one thing is sure. We are not hopeless. We are not hopeless. Amen. Amen. So today, I don't know what kind of situations that you have in your life. You may be thinking of different ways of facing this. But it could be a simple, earnest prayer. Simple prayer can do the trick. Still, after 2018 years, that is still working. A simple prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. So, it is great privilege for me to be here today. So, I was thinking what to preach, But I thought it is rather better you share a simple thing which happened in your life. So I don't know many things. I'm not a theologian or I'm not a very experienced person, but I've seen a simple things can change lives. Simple things can change lives. So today, I had different things in my mind. Okay, let me go and preach this one. This is, you know, this is deep, you know. This is deep. And that's another thing, okay, this is new, you know, I should preach this. Several things was in my mind, but still, most of the times we forget simple things. Simple things. Things are not practical normally in our lives. When you have Jesus in your life, it is practical. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to pray for you today, because I've experienced that. I know many of you, you may have many experience, a lot of experience. So I want you to remember them. Again, remember them. Because when we are going through tough times, we become hopeless again. So the one last word is, we are not hopeless. We are not hopeless. Doesn't matter what happens around us, we are not hopeless. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for these wonderful people, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are a living God. You are not dead, Lord. So that you can help us when we are going through hopeless times, Lord. When we don't have a hope for our lives, Lord. When we are going through difficult times, Lord. We know that you are with us, Lord. Lord, we want you to talk to us. We want you to speak to us so that we can follow you. Lord, we are ready to do whatever you ask us to do, Lord. So, Lord, I pray that you be with us when we are going through difficult times in our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask you that when we pray unto you, Lord, we ask you to, Lord, answer us. Do miracles in our lives, Lord. Do miracles in our lives, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you today. Lord, I commit these wonderful people into your life, into your hand, Lord. Bless them and be with them. Let them feel that you are alive and you are with us every day and every moment in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 God bless you all.